Please be seated. Brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It's good to see you all here today. And we thank friends and neighbors and visitors who have come by invitation and joined us in celebration of the good news today. As we celebrate Reformation Sunday, we don't just celebrate that we're Lutherans. We don't just celebrate that something that happened nearly 500 years ago, actually 500 years minus 3 years, split the church. We celebrate that we are part of a long line of believers who have been given a firm foundation through the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our hymn, our Psalm 46, talks about that foundation. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. And as we celebrate this day of heritage, we realize that it's God that doesn't move, but that God's people sometimes have to, are often called to. Church historian Phyllis Tickle talks about a 500-year pattern, that just about every 500 years, something major happens within the faith. And of course, it's roughly 500 years, but still, I want you to think about this with me, because I think you notice it as well as I do, that the institutional church is changing. And we're not sure how or why or what it's going to look like in the future. But we know that it doesn't look like it did 500 years ago during the Reformation. Something new is coming. God is about to do something new. And if we are rooted and grounded in what Luther talks about as grace alone, faith alone, scripture alone, if we are rooted and grounded in these things, if we are grounded in Christ, we can ride that next ride and know that God is in the midst of this, and it is God that shall not be moved. 500 years ago was the Reformation, a time when the church had only one centralized authority, and people didn't have the freedom to learn about or live in Christ. They were handed down, watered down versions of Scripture. They were handed down superstition. They were handed down lies. And Luther, one of the first of the great reformers of that time, there were many, said that's not right. And first of all, he called the church out and said, church, grace has to be free. Grace has to be accessible for everyone. And then he said, church, it's not right that the people don't have the Word of God in their own hands. And he translated Scripture into the everyday language. Because before that, unless you could read Greek or Latin, you couldn't read Scripture. You'd have to take somebody else's word for it. and that somebody else usually had an ulterior motive. And so, in that great event 500 years ago with all the reformers, was the coincidence, and I can't put these air quotes on the recording for the tape for the shut-ins, but the coincidence of the printing press being invented just about the same time as the Reformation? Do you think that wasn't a God thing? And so we celebrate that Luther took the basics of the faith, took the basics of Jesus' teachings, and he created catechisms so that those basics could be handed to parents, and parents could teach them to their children, and children wouldn't have to learn it from a priest. That the basics of the faith would be in the homes. Now I know in my own generation, in my parents' generation, we started to loathe memory work. And started to loathe the catechism, maybe even. Though the words were good news about the grace of God. We're now in a place where our children don't memorize, but that we have to pass on the good news of Jesus Christ to our children, to our children's children, to our neighbors, to our friends. The good news is the greatest news in the world. But I want to go back to that 500-year span because things have always been changing. 500 years before, that was the Great Schism, where the Eastern Church and the Western Church split because the power had become too centralized. And so, out of that one overly centralized church, this came too. Before that, there's different interpretations of what that great event was. Might have been Constantine. Before that, the resurrection. You can even go back 500 years, 500 years, 500 years. The Babylonian captivity, when God's people wouldn't be faithful and they were overtaken. But 500 years before that was the reign of King David. Three generations when the Hebrew people were at their best, when their kingdom was tight. 500 years before that, Abraham. 500 years before that, Moses. Do you see? Now these are roughly 500 years. But what I want to say is that I believe God is about to do something new. And God is going to do it through God's faithful people. Now we celebrate our tradition. And that's one of the reasons we come together on Reformation. We celebrate the foundation God has laid. But we don't cling to tradition as our salvation. We cling to God as our salvation. We talk about a mighty fortress. And we do so from this beautiful church sanctuary. And sometimes I think we start thinking the mighty fortress is this big church. Because it's beautiful. And it was founded in faith and love of the gospel. But the big church, the building, is not the foundation. God is the foundation. 13 years ago, our family purchased a house in West Bend, Wisconsin. And our children were small then. Christina was in third grade, fourth grade, David was four. And they had the fears that children have. But this house was sturdy. And so we put our faith in this house. And they said, what if there's a fire? And we said, that's okay, we got this covered. The house is made out of cinder block. It's already been burned, it can't burn again. And they said, but what about a tornado? And we said, there's 9 inches of spancrete between our main floor and our basement. They used to make bomb shelters out of this stuff. You can drive cars over this stuff. Even if the top of the house were blown away by a tornado, which it probably wouldn't because it was made out of poured concrete and cinder block, we would be safe in the basement. You do not need to fear. And that house became for us a refuge. We lived in it for 12 years. But the house was not the mighty fortress that is our God. God is the mighty fortress that is our God. And so in the last 2 years, that house was vacant while we lived in Galesburg. And that house, we kept paying mortgage on. We kept paying utilities on. And instead of being a fortress, that house became like an albatross around our necks. And we didn't appreciate that house. It wasn't such a fortress anymore when it was a vacant house living in another state. But we stayed faithful. We waited for God. Can I tell it? You know I will. People have been asking us for 2 years, has your house sold? Has your house sold? Has your house sold? Who was in church last Sunday? All right, so we were distracted a little bit by a few phone noises. And I tried not to, embarrass the folks that, had little phone noises. But one of them was my husband going back from communion. And he got a text message. Now this was Pledge Sunday last Sunday. And I don't want to make too much of the cause and effect here, but I just want to say God is just cool in his surprises. So Vince comes up, drops his pledge, our pledge, in the basket, receives communion, goes back down the aisle that way, and on his way back from communion and dropping off his pledge card, he gets the text message that says, there's a second showing on your house. Will you allow this? We're like, really? Somebody wants to look at our house for the second time? Yes, we'll allow this. So all of this is going on in church. On a Sunday when I'm talking about trusting God, just trusting God, God will provide. And yesterday we finally received an offer on the house. God provides. And sometimes God provides really interesting timing to say, listen, I'm in charge. You're not in charge. I'm in charge. And I'm going to take care of you. Now, like I said, I don't want to make too much of the cause and effect of this other than just to say that it was affirming for us. It was affirming for us because that house, much as we loved it, is not our mighty fortress. This building, as much as we love it, and we want to continue to steward it, and we want to thank everyone who has been stewarding it since 1926, this is not our fortress. God, through Jesus Christ, who lived, ministered, died, and rose for us, is our mighty fortress. And that's what we celebrate today. I'm glad you're all here today. May the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts in the foundation that is Christ and Christ alone. Amen.